Wild, welcome. What's up, Fantasy Baseball Today? Adam Azer, Scott White, I'm Melchior. Okay. What's going on, guys? I don't have an intro plan for today.
Obviously.
Yeah, well, as you can tell.
You told us to stop breathing right before you started the show.
Which is basically telling us to die.
Yeah, I wasn't sure when to start again.
You can start. I just need 1 second of dead air before the show starts with no breathing.
Dead air. No breath flowing through it.
Right. Al, how was the Marlins game?
The Marlins game was outstanding.
Yeah. Did you stay for the whole thing?
No, left after the seventh inning.
Steve Cishek made it a little uncomfortable there in the
ninth. He did, yeah. So that's what happens. You leave the game, the bullpen.
Now, why did you leave?
You know why?
Why?
Because I am sitting here recording a podcast, uh-huh. which I start preparing for at 5 a.m.
Right. But games are long, aren't they?
Yeah, this one was just under 3 hours. I probably could have stayed the last two innings.
Okay, this one wasn't that long.
Yeah.
But when I went to a game a few weeks ago, a Yankees game, I left early too because it was just so long. And it wasn't even a high-scoring game.
Yeah.
Games are too long.
It was a dilemma.
Kamish. Well, anyway, welcome back to, you know, the office. Glad you had fun. Steak tacos?
No, no tacos. I went for the fried shrimp this time. It was very good.
Big mistake. You got to go steak tacos.
Never had either.
Well, go to the stadium,
to Marlins Park
and get some steak tacos.
I've had the steak tacos.
They're great.
They're very good.
Yeah. All right, Manny Machado left with a right knee sprain. Now, the Orioles think they've dodged a bullet, but that one looks scary. So you might need a third baseman to replace him. In other relevant news, Chris Davis, is now one appearance away from third base eligibility. So that's kind of cool.
And I just got to say, I do not approve the move, the C-Ris, K-Ris.
You don't like it?
I was about to approve it.
Yeah?
Yeah. I was going to say in other news.
Wait, wasn't this a complete reversal from last week? Weren't you all about it?
No.
He wanted C. Davis.
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant to say. I meant to say C. Davis, not C. Riss Davis. I don't like that either. I disapprove of my own move. It was a mistake.
Look, C. Davis could refer to any Charles or Clancy or...
They don't exist, Scott.
We'll
cross
someday.
That bridge when we get there.
Then we'll have to start changing things.
And if Clancy Davis does become a major leaguer, whoever he is, we'll just start calling him Fancy Clancy.
Oh, fine. That works for me. Or FC, since we like abbreviations. We're going to talk about Yasiel Puig, Drew Smyly.
We didn't actually talk about Chris Davis moving to third base.
We won't. All we're going to talk about a whole bunch of... a whole bunch of stuff. And read some emails at fantasybaseball@cbsi.com. A very disjointed beginning to this show. We don't have a video show today or tomorrow. We have fantasy football today instead. We'll be back on Thursday with fantasy baseball today. Okay, your thoughts on the Baltimore third base situation. Now you can talk about it, punks.
I'm not sure. I mean, there's obviously impact if Machado's out for a long time. I'm not sure. It seems like Chris Davis at third base should be a big deal because it's so much worse of a position than first. But
yeah.
I don't know that I view Davis's value a whole lot differently.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, he has 4 home runs in his last 7 games, and it's I don't have the batting average during that stretch, but it hasn't just been home runs. He's hit pretty well. So I know you've been holding out hope for a turnaround, Al. If there is even a halfway, if he hits 260 the rest of the way with the kind of power he has.
He really hasn't been hitting that well, though. That was his first multi-hit game in, like, forever last night. And the funny thing is about Chris David, he wasn't even starting last night. He was sitting for a horrible lefty. Sorry, Al. Chris Capuano. that was his first multi-hit game since July 19th.
But that was also Steve Pierce's first start in forever. Steve Pierce was the one who replaced Chris Davis.
Yeah, it was. It was.
I don't really worry about playing time for Chris Davis. I'm not sure where you're going with that.
Well, now you don't because Machado's out.
I didn't worry about it anyway.
No, me neither. I just still worry about him hitting for enough average.
I guess the point I was saying was no multi-hit game since July 19th. He's not. He's hitting 189 with 4 home runs in August. And he does have 4 home runs in a week, which is encouraging. And he hit the crap out of that ball last night. All right. Sorry, I cut you off. If you were finishing up.
Yeah, I was finished.
Okay. Well, I sat him, so good stuff. Good for me. Now, if you need a third base replacement, Let's look at just to get ahead of the game here. Shallow leagues. Chisenhall, Pedro Alvarez, Bogarts, Solarte, Headley, Holt. Give me two.
Headley and Solarte.
I didn't hear the whole list, sorry. But I like Solarte.
Chisenhall, Alvarez, Bogarts, Solarte, Headley, Holt.
Oh, well, I mean, Alvarez isn't helping you much right now, but he's the one I rank the highest of all of them.
Chris Johnson, Nick Castellanos, Trevor Plouffe, Bonifacio, Bryant, well, not him, Matt Dominguez, Gillespie, Moustakas, Reynolds, Francisco, blah, 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 Rutledge. Anyone you like there?
Rutledge, and there was somebody in the middle, but you just went through so many names that I lost them already.
Moustakas, Francisco, Reynolds, Dominguez, Gillespie, Bonifacio, Plouffe, Castellanos.
Yeah, it was Plouffe.
All right. Okay, hopefully he doesn't need the DL. Justin Verlander is going to have an MRI on his sore shoulder. He gave up 5 runs, 4 earned in 1 inning. And at this point, I kind of don't even want him to make his next start. I'll just take the negatives. I don't need another horrible outing from Justin Verlander. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, there could be a DL stint in the future. That's obviously just me speculating.
Mm-hmm.
Something's wrong here.
I kept refreshing Brooks Baseball this morning to see what his velocity was in this start.
Didn't show up.
It hadn't updated at last check. But
it's updated now.
If it wasn't a dramatic decrease, then you kind of have to wonder if there hasn't been something going on all along, you know?
That's my thinking.
Yeah. Even if there was a dramatic decrease, maybe.
Okay, here's the moment of truth. Justin Verlander, Velocite, is not available yet.
He broke the tracker.
Yeah. Maybe they just didn't see the first inning. They were like, you know what? We'll catch him later in the game. So is he droppable, Justin Verlander?
No.
What?
No. If he has a season-ending injury, he is. But otherwise, I don't really see a scenario where I drop him.
I made the case that 10-team Roto League, maybe even 12-team Roto League, his whip is so bad, his strikeouts are so low, and his ERA is so high that I do think he's droppable.
10-team league, I could see it. So I guess when you ask if somebody is droppable, I should go to the extremes. I just gave you a blanket no, but
I don't even know that I'd drop him in that situation.
Yeah,
though,
I don't.
Myself.
I don't really have hope that, because I understand the logic that this is Justin Verlander, and what if 2 weeks from now he goes on this string of dominant starts? I just hold out a little hope of that happening.
Yeah. Pittsburgh placed Andrew McCutchen on the DL with a broken rib, so hopefully you did not start him this week. Jacob DeGrom is on the DL with rotator cuff tendonitis, and apparently he could be back in 15 days. Rafael Montero was called up. Should we be picking up Rafael Montero, people?
I don't think yet, at least not in a standard 12-team league. Maybe something deeper, but I am encouraged by the turn he made at AAA Las Vegas, where earlier in the year his control was not where anybody was used to seeing it. That was kind of his calling card as a prospect, was how good his control was. The walk rate's been high there, probably because he's scared to pitch to contact in that environment. It happens to a lot of pitchers. But over his last 7 starts there, walk rate had dropped about 1 per 9 to 2.7. Still not where it was used to be, but pretty low. And his last start, 8 innings, 1 hit, 2 walks, 11 Ks. And the ERA for Montero was like, during that 7-start stretch, was like just above 2. So it was a big turnaround, I feel like. And for a guy who we expect to be a mainstay in the Mets rotation someday, if he has a good start Tuesday, I think that's definitely cause to rush out there and pick him up.
Well, if Montero and Robbie Ray both have identical starts tonight, who are you picking up?
Montero.
I think I'll go Robbie Ray.
Yeah?
I'm not really crazy about either, but I think Ray probably has a better chance to stay in the rotation longer.
Email of the day number one. Oh, by the way, Scott White rattling off those stats, folks, without the help of any notes. Very impressive.
I wrote about him yesterday. Check out.
Slightly less impressive, but I'm still impressed.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Is it a blog entry or just a player page?
Player page.
All right.
Check it out.
Email of the day number one is from Cliff from Salt Lake City, Utah. He says, "Dear Crisp, Chanel, and Austin."
And I have no idea who Coco Austin is.
Neither do I.
Who's Coco Chanel?
Coco Chanel, like, that's like a designer,
is that
right?
Like Chanel?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I'm in it to win it, boys, and I'm riding the podcast till the off season, like usual. Good for you. I'm ready to drop Alex Rios for a stream slot during the playoffs. When would you pull the trigger in a 14-team mixed league with OBP instead of average? Outfielders are Ellsbury, Chris Davis, Prado, Aoki, and Danny Santana. P.S. Thanks for mentioning Chris Davis a lot lately. As usual, any podcast commentary is followed by a home run. It's not rocket science. It's diamond physics. Okay. Drop Rios in a 14-team mixed league?
Yeah, I'm not getting this. Because even though it's OBP, I would rather have him than Aoki.
Or Prado.
Or Prado, actually, yeah.
Yeah. You want to drop one of those guys, fine. Rios should be back maybe today.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go crazy there, Cliff. and we mentioned him, so he'll homer today. Email of the day number two is from Josh in New York. He says, "Dear Nathan, Sean, and Wanya." Wanya? I don't remember. I don't know how to pronounce it. But that would be boys to men. And good news, Josh. This Saturday, in New York, for you, Josh, City Field, post-game Boys to Men concert Saturday night after the Mets game.
So that's what Boys to Men does now?
No, they are booked in one of the hotels in Vegas.
What are they, their agent?
Well, they said it when I went to the concert. Tickets are available.
I was going to say, I thought
but I guess they take weekends off and go to baseball games.
All right, well, that's not a bad way to go.
No, good life they live. Do you think Will Myers is worth stashing, or will his risk keep him from being productive rest of season? I'm in a 10-team head-to-head points league.
He's not a must stash in a 10-teamer. I don't think he's a must drop either, but if there's something better that comes along.
Like Michael Pineda, who'd you rather have?
No, I'd rather have Will Myers.
I don't know if I would.
10-team league, yeah.
I don't know if I would either, especially head-to-head. I like having that extra arm to throw in the two-star weeks.
Yeah, and Pineda will be a two-star pitcher next week if all goes well on Wednesday when he should pitch against the Orioles.
I just pictured Scott with three arms.
Making roster moves?
Yeah.
On like three different computers?
Where's the third arm? Like, where is it coming out of?
Sprouting out of the middle of your chest.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of weird.
He's a righty, so I was picturing like a little bit off-center. Like in between the shoulder and the middle of the chest. Okay. P.S. Why no standout shout-out love for Alex Wood's gem on Sunday?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, Al, you weren't on the show Monday, so you are absolved. So it's really me.
Second of all,
we argued about Bartolo Colon for 45 minutes, so there was no time. Yeah, Alex Wood had a great start. It was the last start. Probably decided a lot of fantasy weeks, well, Sunday nighter.
And what am I missing? Because it seems like we do get the occasional question about should I drop Alex Wood or bench him? And he just doesn't get enough love, I think.
He's a little Stroman-like, maybe. But no. there's a start here and there that makes people doubt him. But then he comes back and he's awesome.
I mean, there's so few and far between, and it's not like the good starts are like Justin Verlander good.
Yeah, no, they're really good.
They're like
Verlander 2 years ago good.
Exactly.
No, he deserves a lot of love, and he deserves to be starting. Monday standouts. You guys want to go first?
Yeah, sure. I'd like to talk about JD Martinez.
Yeah, oh, he's in three down.
Okay.
But that's fine. We'll do it now.
We'll just turn it into two down. Yeah.
Actually, he's in four down, so we went back to three down.
Yeah. So it seemed like he had not really done much lately, and then looking at his stats since the break, that confirmed the suspicion. He's hitting .203 since the break, three doubles, two homers in 23 games. And I got to say, I'm not really ready to downgrade him yet.
I think the entire team is really slumped.
Yeah, yeah.
They're playing like crap right now. They're out of first place.
Yep. Yeah, it's been bad.
But I think he's in a, kind of an interesting case because nobody expected Martinez to do what he did in the first half in the first place. And yet we all bought in. I think everybody in the building here bought in. I think it'd be very easy to say, see, small sample, and we got fooled. But I don't know. Line drive rate is maintained, and that's the thing that I've liked about him. And strikeout rate is also, it's up a little, but not a lot. So yeah. I think you could get sort of double crossed here and think.
Not worried, you're saying.
Yeah. So I'm not, no.
Look, the other journeyman type quadruple A player who had a little blip and everybody gave up on him, and now he's, since that blip, has been better than he was in the first place, was Colin McHugh. So it's not like you hit a bump in the road and you're done.
That's not who I thought you were going with.
Who did you think I was going with?
Steve Pierce.
No.
Who's taking?
He has not bounced
back. He's taken
the
other route. I thought you were saying, look out, JD Martinez owners. You might have the next Steve Pierce.
Although Buck Showalter, I think, pulled the plug at him pretty quickly.
He did. Yeah, he did. And that's the good thing about JD Martinez. I don't know. Maybe they would have made the trade to get David Price. But JD Martinez allowed them to trade Austin Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
And now they don't have that outfield logjam, really. So you would think his playing time would be fairly secure.
I do want to add for Colin McHugh, during that stretch where I talked about him being even better, he's 0-5. So the production probably doesn't look good, but go read my blog post on that and find out. Okay,
right.
You want my standout from yesterday? Jeff Locke stood out in a bad way. It was a bad start, and that's now 17 earned runs in 24 innings in his last four. Two bad walk games during that stretch. Four yesterday, and he had a three-walk game. I mentioned on the show yesterday, he's giving up hits all over the place, like 12 per 9 practically over his last handful of starts.
Didn't you have him as a sit yesterday?
Yeah, okay. I did. And we've talked before about who's going to leave the rotation when Gerrit Cole comes back. We've never mentioned Locke. I don't see why it couldn't be him instead of Vance Worley or even
Volquez.
Yeah, Edinson Volquez, who had a good start last time.
All right, I'll go with Drew Smyly, 60% owned, and a guy that I always felt was under-owned, but then every time I would say, he's under-owned, I understand, because he wasn't pitching that well. Before this start yesterday, 7 2/3, 3 hits, no runs, 3 walks, 9 strikeouts at Texas. He had not gone 6 innings in any of his previous 3 starts. He had given up a combined 9 earned runs, but 3 walks, 19 Ks, so... I like Smyly, and I know, Al, you said that the trade to Tampa Bay would really help him. This was a road start. It was at Texas. They stink, but still is encouraging.
Yeah, and I was worried about the start, and it's really what kept me from making him a must-start in the weekly pitching column. And, he cleared that one just fine. So it looks like it should be a very good week for Smyly.
I'm sure you guys wouldn't recommend – well, I don't want to say that. You probably, based on what you just said, wouldn't recommend dropping Justin Verlander for Drew Smyly. But Smyly is 60% owned. Are you going to be surprised if Smyly has a better finish? I actually would expect it.
Than Verlander?
Yeah.
I would expect it too, and yet, because we all know what Verlander's upside is, I wouldn't make that swap. I don't trust Smyly still, and it's exactly, again, why I put him in the bubble group in my two pitchers list for this week. Mm-hmm. I don't trust his consistency yet.
Yeah, and I don't know that. For what Verlander could be, I don't know. Even if we're expecting Smyly to be better, I don't think he's going to be like game changer good. You know, I think he's going to be like streamer good. And you can live without that.
Okay, Drew Smyly or James Paxton?
James Paxton.
Yeah. Smyly or Ruby De La Rosa?
I'll go Smyly.
Smyly.
Smyly or Jimmy Nelson?
Nelson.
Smyly or Fires?
Smyly.
Smyly.
Chris Carter. Another homer.
Smyly.
Would you believe it?
I believe it.
Number one first baseman in Roto, number three in points over the last 28 days.
And this was off. I was off Tommy Malone, who gives up his share of home runs.
Yep.
So, never mind. I was going to say this was against one of the tougher pitchers he'll face this week. And that may still be true, but.
Yeah, you did like him. I picked him up for this week. Better recommendation.
The Astros have really good matchups, so I would not expect this to be his last one this week. I'm not sure when this will end. I do expect it to end at some time, but it's already gone on longer than I thought it would, and I think he's worth starting in roto leagues until it ends. Like, you can live with that bad week at the end and then get him out of your lineup.
I think what was interesting is I looked up his stats. Okay, May 24th, he homered twice. Since then, he has the most home runs in baseball, 20 home runs including that two-homer game on May 24th. But only the number 14 first baseman in points leagues in that stretch with the most home runs in baseball, but number four in Roto. So he is a big-time format guy because of the strikeouts. Now, I didn't check the most recent stats, but the strikeouts are going down a little bit for him?
Well, he's been so high. He's hitting like, again, I don't have the numbers right in front of me, but it's like 330-ish in the last 5-6 weeks, something like that. Okay. And if you're getting that many hits, they're probably coming. Some of them are coming in place of strikeouts, you know. So
yeah, right. All right. How about Yanhervis Solarte, guys? He's 66% owned, and since the trade to San Diego, he now has 3 home runs after homering yesterday, and a .296 batting average, and 14 runs scored in 18 games, making him the number 4 shortstop in fantasy, number 5 in third baseman in fantasy, in both formats since the trade. Which is 18 games for Solarte now. 66% owned.
Yeah, that's a lot of run production since he got traded too, which I don't really trust. I know the Padres are playing and hitting much better of late.
Yeah.
But the rest of it, and the home run pace, you know, it's not tremendous anyway. I trust the batting average. I do trust him to be, I don't know about top 12, but in that neighborhood.
I trust him to be better than Chase Headley. If you were Brian Cashman, Adam Azer, would you do that trade over again?
Chase Headley's defense has been so big for them. So that is an underrated element of that. I absolutely do that trade over again. He's actually played pretty well for the Yankees.
So you would keep the trade, you're saying? You would keep
I would do it again. I would not it over. I would keep the trade. Okay. Yeah. Yankees suck, so it doesn't matter. All right, any other standouts here, or shall we go to the notes?
Notes.
All right, Pineda will pitch Wednesday at Baltimore, 85 to 90 pitches. Josh Willingham to Kansas City. Your thoughts?
He hits for power everywhere.
But he's hitting like crap.
But he is hitting like crap.
Yeah. He is going to play regularly, though. That's what their GM said. Blanking on his name, Dayton Moore.
Dayton Moore.
Yeah, Dayton Moore.
Which I guess is bad news for some combination of Lorenzo Cain and Jerod Dyson when Hosmer comes back.
Yeah, when Hosmer comes back.
He's still weeks away, though.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, he won't be back this month. Right now, Willingham will likely DH. Angelton Simmons should be back tomorrow or today. Alex Rios could return today. ESPN.com says Noah Syndergaard may not be called up in September because of an innings limit. Everett Cabrera will have an MRI on the same hamstring that sent him to the DL earlier this year. J.J. Hardy missed his second straight game. Hardy has a sprained thumb. Henry Mejia will continue to pitch despite his injuries.
Familia got
the save yesterday. He didn't pitch particularly well. It was a four-out save. Who do you think's the closer in 2 weeks?
This is just a complete hunch, so this is not recommendation. Familia.
I'm kind of feeling that, but I just feel like Mejia's going to be bad.
Yeah.
He's so injured.
And too hurt. Hurt to pitch.
How you feeling about that?
I was going to say Mejia, but you may have talked me into it.
I just think, you know, if you need a closer, Familia seems like a good guy to put on your roster right now. Neil Walker was out again with a back injury. Jason Nix was at second base for Pittsburgh. Kevin Kiermaier left yesterday's game with a tight lower back. Precautionary. Jed Lowry returned. Tommy La Stella hurt his hamstring. He hopes to play today. Do you think Emilio Bonifacio takes over for B.J. Upton as the Atlanta leadoff hitter?
Yeah, that's a good question, because obviously the Braves have stuck with B.J. Upton for 4.5 months now.
Plus last year.
What I was going to say is they eventually did pull the plug on him last year.
They?
Come September and the playoffs, Jason Hayward was their center fielder with Gattison left. Oh. B.J. Upton was on the bench. So just because they've stuck with him trying to salvage something out of this 5-year deal doesn't mean that when it's time to win, they're just going to stick with him. I think it's enough of a possibility that maybe anything roto leagues, 14 teams or deeper, I would probably stick with keep him on my roster.
Well, they were both in the lineup yesterday because Simmons was out and Bonifacio did lead off, so. That's why I brought it up. Adam Lind should be back today, and Edwin Encarnacion targeting Friday. Oswaldo Arcia could go on the DL with a back injury. Tommy Medico is out with a head injury. He's passed the concussion test. And Giancarlo Stanton homered twice, and Al saw them both.
Yeah, and you know, this is not a visual medium, so this is totally useless for anybody but the three of us. But the second one was the official distance out was 470, but you know, those of us that I was sitting around, we were guessing like 500.
Really?
I've never seen a ball go out with such trajectory. And I actually took a picture of the spot on the concourse where it landed, and you can see a big black mark
okay,
on the tile where it landed.
Is it his two-run homer?
Yes. Or, no, I'm sorry. This is the solo shot.
This is the first one or the second?
The second one.
I wanted it
and
to...
the first one was a relative cheapie to right center, but this was deep. This was straight away center field over the Budweiser bar. I don't know if I could just drop that sponsor name.
You just did. Oh, yeah. Speaking of which, I have a good story for
you. There's where the ball landed. It's mark there.
I wanted it to hit the window so bad.
It didn't miss by much.
I know.
All right, so I think I heard this right. My dryer is so loud. So I'm watching the Yankees game last night. Bud Norris is pitching. Michael Kay of the YES Network is telling a story about how Bud Norris got his name. And again, I hope I'm not screwing this up. He was like 4 years old, and he went out for a big family function. There were like 25 Norrises or whatever. And they're all ordering. The waiter's like, what would you like? And they're all ordering Buds. And then they get to Bud Norris, and the waiter's like, what would you like, young man? Whatever. He's like 4 years old, and he says, I'll take a Bud. And ever since then, they've called him Bud Norris. And here is Giancarlo Stanton's home run, and oh my God!
Isn't that ridiculous?
Whoa! Man!
Yeah.
That is epic.
I mean, I've seen a lot, you know, we've all seen a lot of big Giancarlo Stanton monster blasts, and this one takes the cake. I was at the game where he knocked out the scoreboard.
That was
off of Jamie Moyer. And this made that look like nothing. Child's
play.
Wow.
It's like he knows you're there.
Yeah.
He's like, I got to put on a show for Al.
Three up, three down. Joe Mauer, 2-for-4 with a double at the Astros in his first game off the DL. He's got two home runs this year. Lowest slugging percentage of his career. Highest K rate of his career. His strikeout rate has gone up 4 straight seasons, including this one. And it's doubled since 2010 or not, whenever. 9, 10, 11, 12. Since 2010. So what do you think about Mauer rest of season? Let me see where he is in the rankings.
I can tell you he's 4th for me in both formats.
And 6th for Al. Now, is that going to change now that he's back?
No.
Yep, agreed. Because, yeah, actually, I put him at 6th pretty recently, knowing that he was going to be back soon.
Okay.
I just have enough concerns about there being any kind of power.
Yeah, well, so why even that high?
Because I think he'll hit for a very high batting average.
Okay. Scott, agree? Maybe a buy low guy here if people haven't passed their trade deadline yet.
Maybe. I don't know. It's kind of... You know what? He may actually be 5th in Roto for me after Gattis also. The other three being Lucroy, Posey, and Santana. So after that, after you get past Gattis and Roto and it's just there's not a lot exciting left at the position because McCann stunk, Rosario stunk. Salvador Perez is up there in the rankings, but his overall numbers don't look that great to me. So it's not so much about buying into Mauer as it is, well, he's not as bad as those other guys.
Did you guys move Miguel Montero down with the news that he will be getting less playing time?
I didn't, but maybe I should. I think I still have him maybe ahead of Mesoraco in points. So
yeah, I think I know I didn't move him down, but I think I moved some people ahead of him, if that makes sense.
You don't, by the way, Scott.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know how that's going to shake out. But they didn't say specifically what kind of playing time he's going to lose. Ben Zobrist is 2-up. Actually, we're doing 2-up today. 2-up number 2. Since coming off the DL May 30th, Zobrist, who, by the way, has 11 hits in his last 5 games, is batting .304 since May 30th with 6 home runs, 25 RBI, 35 runs, 6 steals, 35 walks, 37 strikeouts. That makes him the number 1 shortstop in points leagues and number 4 in Roto behind Reyes, Rollins, and Desmond since the 30th of May. Hashtag wow.
Reports.
Hashtag I'm choking.
Oh.
Go ahead.
You mean hashtag you okay?
Don't breathe. I'm okay.
Yeah, yeah, right around the time that Zobrist started putting this hot streak together, I dropped in my rankings, but was really giving up on him as a must-start guy. And I think I'd learned my lesson by now, because I notice I kind of do this with guys like early to mid-30s, especially like early 30s, where I see signs of decline and I kind of get ahead of myself and ahead of the decline curve. So, you know, just like I say sometimes that young players don't progress in a linear way. You know, decline doesn't always happen in a linear way either, so.
All right.
Yeah.
Four down, Yasiel Puig. Okay, his slash line is pretty awesome. 313, 397, 528. So you're not going to argue with the OPS over 900, but only 13 homers and 7 steals. And that makes him the number 16 outfielder in roto leagues or categories leagues, number 11 in points leagues. He homered 8 times in May, and Puig has 2 home runs since May 28th. So it's surprising to see somebody with that slash line not be even a top 15 outfielder in roto leagues and not a top 10 outfielder in points leagues. That surprised me too. What do you guys think about Puig?
Yeah, it's hard to say, like, I'm disappointed, you know, because it seems plausible to me that, you know, he could hit 2 home runs tomorrow, he could hit 10 the rest of the season, and
right,
we wouldn't even, so like in terms of how I actually value him in fantasy, I'm not sure it's changed, but yeah, I would have expected to see more during this 2.5 month stretch or whatever it's been.
Second round pick next year? First round pick next year?
Second, I would say.
Not first, yeah.
Okay. Derek Norris is 3 down, number 2. Last 32 games, he is batting .263, which isn't bad. But 2 home runs, 13 RBI, and he is not even a top 25 catcher. And he's 73% owned. Derek Norris, people still clinging on the first half, Derek Norris. would you drop him for J.P. Arencibia?
No.
Nope.
Caleb Joseph.
No.
Nope.
Travis Darnell.
That's where you got me thinking. I think I do that one. But,
yeah.
Because I just think he's just better. But I'm not going to drop Norris for, you know, flavor of the week or a guy who's, you know, on a 2-3 week hot streak. Because I actually find it encouraging that he's hitting for a decent average and the power's gone. Because I'm sure Derek Norris is going to hit for power sooner or later. Actually, I'm sort of surprised that he's hitting even decently for average.
Yeah, he just had a grand slam the other day, I think. And one note I read is Stephen Vogt, the A's don't want to play in catcher anymore because of the way his foot is right now. So it's just Jaso and Norris. Those are their only two options behind the plate rest of season, which should help reduce some of the clutter. Because Jaso's not a particularly good defensive catcher. So you would think they'd want Norris behind most of the time.
Matt Adams went 0 for 5 last 28 days, batting .214 with 1 home run and 9 RBI. Matt Adams is the top, is the number 37 first baseman in points, number 45 in roto in the last 28 days. Gross.
Gross. Icky.
You think he'll come around? Start bashing the ball again?
Yeah, I do. I mean, the batting average, I think there's maybe some room for it to fall more. But at the same time, he's still behind the expected power pace. So there could be some kind of trade-off there rest of season.
We interrupt this regularly scheduled programming to bring you an impromptu game of Fantasy Feud! The people liked it. So we're back.
Oh, can
what
I
did we
that?
Do? What did we do last time? We did starting pitchers.
First baseman?
We did starting pitcher. We did pitchers and starting pitchers in roto last 28, and we did first baseman in points last 28.
Do you have a preference, or should I pick the categories?
You should pick. You're the host.
All right. Last 28 days, points leagues. Top 5 answers are on the board. Give me the top 5 third baseman in points leagues. Al Belkiewer.
Manny Machado.
Manny Machado would be incorrect.
Can you pull up your list of teams, Al? okay, so I got to guess. And my guess.
There you go.
Is the guess to end all guesses.
You have 5 seconds.
It's Miguel Cabrera.
Show me Miguel Cabrera.
Oh, man.
Just fire out names, and I'll let you know when you guys get one right.
Okay. My name is, Yanher Vasilarte.
No.
Oh.
I thought it was Scott White. Boy, I'm just realizing there's just not a lot of third basemen who I think have been very good lately.
Oh, I got to guess. Baseman. Can I keep guessing?
Yeah.
Nolan Arenado.
Nolan Arenado is number four.
All right.
All right.
Well, based on the way this is gone, I'm going to play.
You're
going to
play? Okay. Nolan Arenado. We need four more third basemen. Last 28
days. This is brutal.
Four more. Oh. Josh Harrison.
Ding, ding, ding. The number one answer.
All righty. Now I'm on a roll here. You can't stop me. And my next answer is... How about the guy, Anthony Rendon?
The guy?
Anthony Rendon is number six.
Oh.
Just missed.
All right.
Missed. You've got Harrison number one, Arenado number four. You have one strike. Top five third baseman last 28 days.
Okay.
I've got a couple in mind.
Okay.
Mr. Melchior family looking to steal.
Yeah.
You've got 5 seconds for a guess here. Five.
Let's go with Kyle Seager.
Show me Kyle Seager.
That'll
be two strikes.
Oh, man. I had one, but I forgot it. I forgot. Oh, okay. I think this is right.
Okay.
The answer is Evan Longoria.
That, of course, is incorrect.
Oh, man.
A lot of slumping third basemen.
All right, Al, how you feeling over there?
Oh, I've got three in my head.
Well, there are three on the board.
Candidates.
All right, well, okay, so we've got Harrison one. We got Arenado four. We need two, three, and five. Tell me out loud, who are the three you're debating right
all
now?
All right. Pablo Sandoval.
Okay.
Adrian Beltre.
All right.
And Josh Donaldson.
Okay. Go ahead.
And I'm going to go Strandamall here. Pablo Strandamall.
And you are correct. The number five answer. Pablo Sandoval. Also Josh Donaldson on that list. Number three.
I would not have expected him.
Beltre not there. That would have been hilarious if you guessed Beltre. And number two. Carlos Santana, who tripped us up last week with the first place ranking.
That's just your go-to
Carlos.
Guy.
So Harrison, Santana, Donaldson, Arenado, and Sandoval. What made you guess Sandoval?
Because he's one of the few third basemen I've noticed has been pretty hot lately.
Yes.
Yeah, he sure has.
He actually, after my third X, he was the name I thought of. I should have guessed him. Yeah.
Any other thoughts
on those
five guys? I
do write the hitting
guys?
Planner, Adam.
I didn't realize he was hitting that well.
No, I just think it's worth reiterating. Josh Harrison is amazing, and I think we were all kind of reluctant to endorse him because we didn't really know when it was going to end. But now that they've backed him as an everyday player, and we know it's not going to end, since mid-May when he took over, he's been elite-level performer, yeah. And that's a long time.
He's a good player.
He's been even better recently, so I think he's must start, must own, all of that.
All right. Top six answers are on the board. In rotisserie leagues, give me top six second baseman last 28 days.
Jose Altuve.
Jose Altuve, number three.
Okay.
Al, can you beat that?
I'll try.
Go ahead, number two or number one?
I will go Chase Utley.
Chase Utley, it's like number nine. So, Scott, yeah. Pass or play?
He always seems to steal from me when I give him time to think. I'm going to play because it's hitters, and I'm supposed to be
the hitter
more
guy.
Studied on those.
All right, top six second baseman. Last 28 days, we already have our number three answer, Jose Altuve. Rotisserie formats here.
All right, so keeping that in mind, I'm going to go D. Gordon.
D. Gordon, not even close. Would you believe it? He's around 20th, around like 18th. All right, one strike.
Well, that's not a good sign. Okay. Robinson Cano.
Robinson Cano is incorrect. He's 8th.
Oh, come on.
That's two strikes.
That is two
strikes. How
are
you feeling,
Alex? Oh, I lost my team list. Okay, it's back.
Yeah, not good, by the way.
Oh! Josh Harris.
Josh Harrison is number one. He goes, and then he waits like 3 seconds. Like, oh, get to say it. All right, Josh Harrison's number one. So we need 2, 4, 5, and 6. And you have one strike left.
I think I got one.
Looking at the notes.
I think I definitely got one.
Oh, no.
I'll give you 7 seconds here.
I don't like the sound of that.
5.
No, 4. Don't steal it from me. All right, Ben Zobrist.
Ben Zobrist is number 2. Oh. Very good, very good. Oh. So we've got Harrison, Zobrist, Altuve. Need 3 more. Was that the one you thought you had, Al?
Nope.
Oh. Pressure's still on.
I mean, there's a guy there that I could guess, but I know he hasn't been hot recently, so I think it's wrong. I don't want to guess him. I know I guessed a third baseman who's also eligible at second.
This is all very interesting. You have 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1. Scott White.
Okay, let's go.
3, 2.
Thank you for the bonus time. 1. Let's go Brian Dozier. It's wrong, but
it is wrong. It is wrong. Brian Dozier is nowhere near. He's one spot behind D. Gordon. All right, Al. If you get this, you win. If not, you tie.
All right.
Although I'm making this round worth 2 points.
I got 2 names. And I actually can't remember if Scott already called one. So I'm just going to go ahead and go with the other one. Pretty confident is there. Colton Wong.
And who is the other one?
Anthony Rendon.
Well, it's a good thing you didn't say Rendon, because Colton Wong is right. And Rendon isn't. It's Harrison, Zobrist, Altuve, Ackley, Wong, Daniel Murphy.
28 days? Oh. Wong's up there?
What's always overlooking Daniel Murphy.
Yeah.
I thought about Daniel Murphy. Did not think about Wong or Ackley.
Colton Wong, big triple last night.
Wong has 5 steals in that stretch. 4 doubles. Not that that matters in this format. 13 runs. Josh Harrison, 20 runs. How about D. Gordon and Dozier being outside the top 15?
Yeah, I'm surprised about Dozier.
I wasn't, because he's been
blah, but
he's been bad.
235, 2 home runs, 6 RBI.
Oh, okay. I thought there was a little more power, a little more run production there. How many steals?
3 steals.
3? Okay.
14 runs. Nothing special.
Where's Pedroia? Because he's been better, but still not really in roto
terms.
He's
like 13th-ish, 14th-ish. Yeah. 287, 1 homer, 7 RBI, 3 steals. Yeah, not great in that format.
Yep.
All right, let's move on here. We got the 4-man rotation. Jesse Hahn, Yovani Gallardo, Shelby Miller, and Yordano Ventura. You guys still think Ventura is a sell high, if you ever did?
No, I don't now. I'm not sure that I did before, but I definitely don't now.
Okay. Yeah. Shelby Miller, 87% owned, regressed last night after 3 good ones in a row.
He did, and I've been playing the park factor angle with him since he's gotten better. But there's no park that could contain Stanton, so he was victimized by Stanton twice. And that had a lot to do with why it wasn't a very good start for Miller.
Yeah, but 8 hits in 5 innings.
Yeah.
That wasn't good. Is he droppable? Waiver wire kind of guy?
I think so. Well, actually, just to make a point, he was available in the 15-team mixed Tout Wars roto, and I didn't even bother to make a bid on him.
Wow.
So, yeah, I would say he's droppable in most formats.
15 teams you didn't make a bid on Shelby Miller?
Nope.
Interesting.
I didn't like him better than anybody I already had or other pitchers I was bidding on.
How about Jesse Hahn and Yovani Gallardo? Do you guys feel like they are droppable?
No.
Okay.
No, especially not Hahn. Gallardo.
Well, just because Hahn might get shut down soon.
Eh.
Yeah, because he's now, between 2 and 7 starts or something like that?
Yes.
I'd stick it out with him.
I take that back. I was going to say, I thought I dropped Hahn. I thought about dropping Hahn, but I think I dropped Morton instead. But he's kind of on the fringe for me, Hahn.
The control's been not so great recently. But what really burned him yesterday was he gave up a home run, which he rarely does. Yep. All 3 of those runs were on a home run. I think it was only the 3rd home run he's given up. Maybe wrong about that, but it's some crazy low number, just like it was in the minors.
All right, then. Fringy starting pitchers. We got John Neese, who had a good start, but including this good start, 1-4 with a 5.06 ERA in his last five. Smiley, Locke, Bud Norris. Did you guys ever hear about how Bud Norris got his name?
You know, I just heard about that earlier this morning.
Drew Hutchison.
Didn't he, when he was a little kid, try to order a Meisterbrow or something?
Yeah, no, he was just looking for a friend, and he kept going, Bud, Bud, Bud. Tom Kohler, bad start yesterday. I feel like I thought for a second that I wrote down Shelby Miller's line for Tom Kohler.
No, they're just very similar.
Nearly identical. The only difference is two runs. But same amount of hits, walks, innings, strikeouts, everything else. All right, so we have Neese, we have Smiley, we have Locke, Norris, Hutchison, and Kohler. Top three.
All right, we've got to start with Smiley. And then, yeah, after that, it gets tough. I'm going to go ahead and stick with Locke here. And I know he's not been very good last few times out. But I do hold out hope that he'll be a great control guy going forward. And then after that, I suppose Hutchison. Boy, I'm really not that interested in any of the rest.
Scott?
Smiley, Neese, Hutchison.
Scott, you worried about Steve Cishek?
Yeah,
15 hits, 6 earned runs in his last 7 appearances.
I am, and I don't really know how to explain that, but it's kind of like Joe Nathan. I don't really know how to explain what's gone wrong for him, but it's been going on all year. And Cishek, I don't know. He's just in a real funk right now, and there's a bunch of other closers in that same vicinity as him in my rankings that it was pretty easy to drop him a good 3 or 4 spots
behind
Soriano. I think probably Papelbon,
Rodney Perkins.
He's well behind them.
No, he's 2 spots behind unless
You know what, I only updated relievers last night. So I didn't actually publish it to the site.
Okay
so yeah.
Oh, so like Melanson, Britton, Allen, McGee?
Not quite that far down, but ahead of like Allen, McGee, and... Oh, Britton. I moved Britton up ahead of him, I know, because just the volume of saves for him is...
Sure.
Great.
Okay. Deep leagues. Interested in Malone, Colby Lewis, Capuano, David Buchanan?
Malone for sure. Buchanan's better than I realized. He's not been bad lately.
But 4th straight quality start, of course, spread out over 2 months.
Yeah.
He's 7% owned.
Yeah. So, it's a little bit low, but I'm not going, hog wild over Buchanan or anything. But Malone's the one I'm actually interested in 12-team mixed leagues.
Anything for you? How about these hitters? Darren Ruff, Travis Snyder, Matt Dendecker.
No, not really. If Ruff was getting every day at bats, he would be interesting. And maybe to some degree Snyder would too, but they're not, and I don't really think they will.
All right, emails, fantasybaseball@cbsi.com from Yancey Yadkin from Goose Creek, South Carolina. DJ Milk and the Cookies.
Guess we're
like
the Cookies.
That, yeah. Approve the moves, head-to-head points league. Dropped Eaton, Ozuna, and Neese. Added Solarte, David Peralta, and Danny Salazar.
All right, like the pitching swap. Don't like the outfield swap.
Which one?
Oh, yeah, Eaton, drop Eaton, get Peralta. But you could look at that.
Yeah, drop Eaton, get Solarte.
Yeah. You know what? In a points league, I approve.
You drop Ozuna for Peralta?
Every single move. Yeah. In a points league, not a roto. In a points league.
Al?
Yeah, and I'm not going to approve the Ozuna for Peralta, but and I'm kind of on the fence about eating Solarte. I'll give Solarte the edge because of the multi-position eligibility, so I'll approve that and the Salazar for Neese.
Mike from Pewaukee, Wisconsin. Dear Venkman, Egon, and Ray. With the inevitable Jesse Hahn shutdown, would any of the following starters on my waiver wire be better suitors in my 10x10 categories league? Odorizzi, Wheeler, Tillman, Paxton, Kyle Hendricks, Worley, Shoemaker, and Duffy. Huh. My goodness.
Yeah, some nice options there. I like Wheeler the best.
Well, yeah, I was gonna go with Odorizzi, but I overlooked Wheeler there. Either of those two. Duffy, it would be a close call, but you don't have to make that call. So,
not Paxton.
No, not Paxton.
I think he's close. Odorizzi, Paxton, Duffy. They're all close runners up for me.
Scott, you own James Paxton in at least one league that we're in. Why don't you trade him to me? I love him.
Okay, what do you give me?
I'll look. You read the next email from Kyle.
Okay,
I'll make this happen.
From Kyle, my team is cursed. Currently, I have George Springer, Andrew McCutchen, Cargo, and Tulo on the DL. As you might imagine, I'm falling pretty quickly in the standings. The best available outfielders in my 12-team mixed league are Marcelo Zuna and Angel Pagan. Should I drop Cargo for one of them? My answer.
You want me to answer?
Would be.
I wouldn't. I mean, just with that many injuries, it sounds like maybe he's having to take a zero. But if you got DL slots for all these guys, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, but if you're falling pretty quickly in the standings, there's only 5.5 weeks left. And I'm not sure whether this is a playoff scenario or a roto play right through the end. So maybe even fewer than 5.5 weeks left. And you can't be falling in the standings now. You have to be rising. I think if it was roto, I could see dropping him for Ozuna. And if it was head-to-head, I could see dropping him for Pagan. I get what you're saying. But Cargo could miss the rest of the year, and you can't afford to take zeros now.
Well, yeah, no, if that's the case, then I agree. I just thought maybe it was a question of the bench options that he's using aren't up to the task.
I may have misheard you.
But he doesn't say that, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're right, Scott.
All right, Scott. You give me James Paxton and J.D. Martinez. I give you D. Gordon and...
What league is this?
Roto, real Roto league. D. Gordon and Jimmy Nelson. Paxton and J.D. Martinez.
D. Gordon and Jimmy Nelson?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm leaning towards that. I want to look over my roster and where I am and
I'm offering
in all the categories, but just on the surface, it sounds like a pretty good deal to me.
Yeah, it's probably a good deal for you. I need power. Congratulations on making that favorable deal for you. I want to shake things up in that crappy league. A couple more emails here. Actually, just one more. Genesis from Anaheim. He says, "Hey, forget about the curveball, Ricky. Give him the heater. Just a bit outside and the American Express card. Don't steal home without it." And then he told us what it was from. Let me tell you something, Genesis.
That's no fun.
If you listen to a fantasy baseball podcast and the hosts don't know what that's from, stop listening because they don't deserve your attention. That is obviously from Little Big League. I'm currently leading my league by a small margin. I've got other players who have nothing to lose starting to stream pitchers in hopes of making up points. How do I defend against that? From what I have seen, streaming pitchers gives Ks and wins, but hurts ERA and WHIP. ERA and WHIP are what is keeping me ahead of my closest competitor. So, I don't really get it. How do you defend against that? I don't know that you do, unless you pick up guys. Yeah. What do you think?
I think just stream strategically, which I know sounds obvious, but I mean, I stream with the intent to help ERA and WHIP. So, you know, get fly ball guys in good venues where they're not going to get smacked around by Giancarlo Stanton, and improve your WHIP and not hurt your ERA. So, I think if you do look at matchups and venues and you go with guys with extreme splits, that's why I became such a big fan of Chris Young this season, because I thought, wow, he's going to get at least half of his starts in a park that's not going to hurt his ERA, and he's going to be a great WHIP guy.
Scott, I withdrew the trade.
Oh, come on.
No, I can't give you Nelson. We got to go like a little lower on the pitcher.
All right.
Like,
the steel
is Liriano too low?
I don't know that I would have much use for Liriano, but I could look at it.
Crap. All right, fine. How about I give you Stroman, but instead of J.D. Martinez, you give me Justin Upton.
I'm going to say...
I'll propose it. You think about
it.
Yeah,
I'm going to say probably not to
Justin
that one.
Justin Upton and James Paxton for Stroman and D. Gordon.
You went from probably to probably not, Adam.
All right. Well, if you have to reject it, we'll discuss.
All right. Okay. Fair enough.
Well, anyway, I had fun today. Goodbye, guys. Thank you for playing The Feud, and we'll talk to you tomorrow with another edition of the Fantasy Baseball Podcast.
He loves you.
Fantasy Baseball Today Podcast. I'm not feeling the love today, Al. Don't ever speak to me again.